Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Up inside. till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I want to run over.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Definitely first give honor to God who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a phenomenal speaker coming on today, Minister Dyra. When I tell you this woman of God, all the way from Atlanta, I'm telling you, she has a word from the Lord just for you. The scripture for this morning is Philippians 3:17. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as ye have us for an ensemble. Again, Philippians 3:17. Sorry. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Remember, Philippians 3:17. Father, I ask you to come on this morning. Less of me, more of you. Take the woman of God out, and you put your words in her mouth. Let her decrease, you increase in her, Father God. Let the ones that listen in need to hear, and the ones that are going to listen later, to be able to understand what is going on today in this world. Amen. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Africa, Japan, the Netherlands. Keep pushing through. We know on this side of the globe that you can openly praise God, but listen, don't forget this. We are interceding and praying for you. You're not by yourself. Even though it looks like you're by yourself, you have family on this side. The speakers come on here is not coming on for me, not coming on for the other people that's listening. They're coming on to intercede for everybody, not just us. Remember, the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Get yourself together. God is on his way back. Have you seen what's going on in the world? From flooding in California, hurricanes again. The weather was so horrible here in Houston, Texas, that we had a tornado. That's uncommon for Texas. Get yourself together, people of God. God is on his way back, and I'm here to tell you it's time for you to line up, position, put your armor on, and fight. This is not just a physical fight. It is a spiritual fight. We can't continue to live on Meemaw's and Big Mama prayers. I say this all the time. You must establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. I'm telling you, you don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. Excuse me, you have to speak in tongues. You don't have to be a preacher, a pastor, a bishop, an apostle. Know the Lord for yourself. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk to him. He's the only one who can judge you, not me. I can't judge you. He doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. Start right now. If you want a relationship with him, start right now. Put your hands up and say, Lord, I need you. And let him do the rest. Because your life depends on it. If you have children, they're dependent on you. And their seed, and their seed, and their seed. Be the generation breaker in your family. Get in position. Know who you and whose you are. If you don't, we're here to help you. Encourage, inspire, and uplift you. No, it's not easy. We say this all the time, but it's worth it. When you fall back in love with Jesus, I'm here to tell you that's the best feeling you'll ever have. Give them a try. I guarantee your life will never be the same. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
fire. We are the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe. worship at your feet. I'll be right here at your feet forever. I make this vow. Always here to worship.
Worship at your feet.
That's where you want me, Lord. I'll be
right here at your feet.
Forever.
Forever.
It's my favorite place. Raise it together, say, I'll be seated at your feet. That's where you want me.
Worship at your feet.
So that's where
I'll
be.
Right here at your feet
forever.
Somebody
tell him I'll be seated here. I'm always here to worship.
Worship at your
feet. Oh, I'll be right here. I'll be here forever. Oh, and I'll
be at your feet.
I'll be right here.
Worship at your feet.
I'm gonna stay right here.
About it, being at the feet of Jesus. Oh my God, it's mind-blowing by itself. Be in a position, lay out, and talk to him. The speaker should be on in a second. We're going to go for one more song, then we're going to bring the word.
The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God. All that you brought me through. And everything I survive, it's all because of you.
To her beautiful daughter Amari and energetic son Jason, aka Tuga. As eldest daughter to world-renowned Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes, Pastor Cora oversees and directs the Destiny World Children's Ministry at the Potter's House of Dallas, in addition to her Cora Jakes Coleman ministry efforts. Facing It is her first book. Pastor Cora posts weekly messages and speaks out about her battle with faith and infertility in hopes of building a global support group for people who are fighting for not just a baby, but their ultimate promise that the Lord has spoken over them. She defines fertility as the ability to produce and encourages people of all walks of life to produce their talents and their purpose by fighting with faith. She received her ministerial licenses from the Potter's House School of Ministry and encourages people worldwide through her blog, books, and speaking platform. She has a heart for all people who are trying to get and reach their promise and encourages them to fight for their dreams no matter what obstacles they face.
Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, we got a preacher in the house tonight. Pastor Cora Jakes Coleman, we love you.
Come on and lift your voice for Jesus. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus in this place. I know it's Wednesday, but give God your very best. Chain breaking, body delivering, yoke destroying praise. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Till demons tremble. Lift them up until life becomes to happen. Lift them up. Lift him up! Lift him up! Yeah! Yes, he's good! He's good! He's good! Didn't have to wake you up this morning! Didn't have to put clothes on your back! Didn't have to give you vision! Didn't have to give you hearing! He's a great, 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 great God! Hey! Surabasheke! Tatarababoshe! Ah, my. It's Wednesday, but I feel like I'm going to preach tonight. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. I give you greetings from Dallas. Thank you so much to the First Lady and the pastor of this house, Pastor and Lady Sarah Jakes Roberts and Torre Roberts. It is my honor to be here. I give honor to my mother and father, for without them I would not be here. I give honor to my husband, who is holding the fort down and watching our heathens at home. I just want to jump in, if that's okay. Grab your neighbor's hand. Let's pray. No, grab your Bibles. We'll pray after the text. Go to Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, which is not a norm, but for the sake of a word they use, I'm going to use that tonight. When you have it, say amen. If you don't, say hold up. Okay, I'm holding. Ezekiel 37, 3 through 7. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones, then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them. If you give me a moment, I would like to speak to you on the subject topic, call the bones out. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place. Release a resurrecting power in this building, from the front door to the back door to the side doors. Leave no space untouched. God, have your way. Blow a fresh wind, a breath in this place that causes dead things to come back to life again. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Form us, renew us, cover us, bring us out of our dry place. Oh God, would you just rain? Supernatural glory rain. Supernatural power rain. Prophetic anointing rain. Release, O God. Release, O God. Revival. Release revival in this place, O God. From this moment and all the moments that preceded, God, have your way in the very cores of these people. I'm looking at bones, God. I'm looking at bones, Lord God. I'm looking at bones, Lord God. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I speak life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your suicidal head to the soles of your feet, I speak life, and every attempt shall fail in the name of Jesus. Lord, break free in this place. Destroy every yoke. Pull down every strong man, every stronghold. We bind and destroy you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, anointing, flow like never before. Restore, reform, revive in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare a new thing, a new thing. A new thing in every seat, empty and full. A new thing in the name of Jesus. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Have a seat. When I was asked to come down here, I asked myself, what was I going to talk about? I do know that you all are starting a revival, and I wanted to make sure that I came into alignment with what the breaking of this thing needs to be. And incidentally, the Lord said, I want you to teach on Ezekiel. Many different texts came to mind, but dry bones seems to be fitting for such a time as this for this church. Stay with me. I want you to understand that oftentimes we may go through things in life where we have to encounter a dry season, but that does not mean God is not moving in the season. And so I did not bring up Ezekiel just because he was able to do something with the dry bones, but I brought up Ezekiel so that you could understand that God was yet moving in a dry place. Sometimes we can be in a barren situation and feel like God is not moving in that place. And so the Bible says that Ezekiel suddenly was taken a hold of. New Living Translation says the Spirit of God took hold of Ezekiel. Now, when we understand what take hold means, it means to affect change. And oftentimes Ezekiel was taken a hold of. Throughout the entire chapter, we understand that Ezekiel has a very personal, intimate relationship with God that allows him not to be restricted. And sometimes when we are not open to experiencing and encountering situations in our life, we restrict God being able to take a hold of us. And so there's a resurrecting power that Ezekiel taps into when he allows God to do three specific things. And I want to talk to you about these three specific things. The first thing is encounter the bones. He brought him to a place. And the first thing he does is not, oh my God, what are we doing here? How did we get here? Oh my gosh, what's going on? He encounters it. He experiences what is happening. He's looking at where he's at. Consider where you are. Consider what's going on around you before you move, before you speak. Before you use the gift that God has given you, consider where you are. Consider what is happening in the atmosphere. And this is what Ezekiel is doing. And as he is encountering what's going on, the Holy Spirit asks him a question that indeed he already knew the answer to. But sometimes God asks you a question to see if you have enough faith in yourself to believe that you can do what is about to be asked of you. He did not ask Ezekiel because he did not already know that Ezekiel would have the power to resurrect the bones, but he asked him to see where Ezekiel was at. Consider where you're at. Sometimes we feel like, I'm not old enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't know enough. I'm too old. I'm too big. I'm too small. They won't talk to me. They won't listen to me. I know I'm supposed to prophesy, but how do I prophesy? I know I'm called to the ministry, but how do I get called to the ministry? And the Holy Spirit begins to ask Ezekiel, basically, do you believe in what I have placed inside of you? Can these dry things that you see, can they live? Can that book deal live? Can that business live? Can that marriage live? Can that relationship live? Can that job live? Can you live? These are dry things. Can that promise that you forgot about live? We've buried things in our valley. And so God allows him to encounter something that he would have never encountered had he not first encountered the Spirit of God. It is important that as you walk through life, you never miss an opportunity to experience an encounter with God. There is a power in your encounter with God. And watch this, more often than not, your encounters with God are not happy places. They're not comfortable places. They're not beautiful places. They don't have rivers of living water flowing around them. Sometimes you will encounter God in the wilderness. Sometimes you will encounter God in a dark place, in a valley, in a barren place. Sometimes you will encounter God in the darkest moment of your life. You will encounter him in poverty. You will encounter him in the hospital. You will encounter him with the diagnosis of cancer. You will encounter him when they tell you you only have a few months to live. These are the dry bones. Encounters with God. And Ezekiel stood and he said what came to him, what he knew to be true. Only you know the answer. Do you know who holds your answer? Because sometimes we feel like man holds our answer. And that's what keeps us from moving forward. We're waiting on a man to validate us, waiting on a man to tell us to go, waiting on a man to tell us we're good enough, waiting on a man to tell us we're pretty enough, waiting on a man to tell us that we didn't need our fathers, waiting on a man to validate our go. He knew who had the answer. Consider who took you to the valley where you've been broken, where you are suffering, where you are tired, where you are weary. Consider who took me here. Did I take me here? Oh my. Because some of us are not in valleys that God took us to. Some of us are in valleys that we created with our negative mindset and our negative curse words that we speak over ourselves, with our negative ideas, with our disobedience. Not all of you, just maybe two of you are disobedient when God tells you to do something. And when you don't do it, you find yourself in a valley. Who got you here? Who took you here? Where? How did you get to this broken self? And so he encounters him. The next thing he does is examine. He examines the bones. He looks at them. He begins to say they're dry. These bones that I'm encountering, they're dry bones. There's piles of them all over the place. I guess we could say Ezekiel was low-key a paleontologist. He began to examine the atmosphere, and he says, you know, these are dry, God. I'm not sure. Well, what should we do in this place? And when we look at examine, it means to inspect in detail, to determine their nature or condition. Why is this important? Some bones don't need examination. They need to be destroyed. You need to understand the nature of the bones that you are encountering. You need to understand, are they dry? Could they live? Could they move? Could they have a being? Is this something I need to throw away? Is this something I need to push to the side? Is this something I need to give up? What could these, if I examine and I look closely at my life and I look closely at where I've come from and I look closely at everything that was supposed to break me, what detail do I find when I look at my bones? Are you a dry bone? Looking, examining yourself will let you know, am I just a skeleton? Am I just here, but not really here? Have I put too much weight on other people to put life in me, and I didn't put any weight in God to breathe life into me? Have I been waiting and expecting somebody to help me, like the lame man laying in his bones? Have I been waiting and people been stepping over me and they've been overlooking me and everybody's getting their healing, but I'm still dry, bitter, angry, confused, isolated, depressed. I'm still a dry bone. He examines the bones. He tells him they're dry. He inspects them. And what's important is you can tell here that God doesn't need a lot to do something great. He just needed a structure of a thing. He just needed a few bones, and all he needed was somebody to believe in the word of the Lord. He's talking to bones. He tells him to talk to bones, y'all. Bones can't hear. Bones can't hear. He tells him to speak to the bones, and he tells him to tell them to hear the word of the Lord. Bones cannot hear, though. So how are we doing that, Lord? But he doesn't question him. He doesn't say, well, they're bones, Holy Spirit. How they going to hear the word of the Lord? They're bones. Maybe after you make them human, they'll be able to hear. No, God has placed an ability to hear in the depths of your spirit, beyond what your skull can hold, beyond your bones. There is a spirit that is inside of you that needs to hear the word of the Lord. You're not going to be able to cause things inside of you that are dead to resurrect without the spirit of God. And most of the time, resurrection came because of the Spirit of God. And that's why I opened with saying, Spirit of the living God, release an anointing of resurrection in this place, because the Spirit of God will cause that dead thing in you to have life again. The Spirit of God will look at your condition and say, I just need a little bit. I just need a little bit. If you could just believe that I'm strong enough, I'm big enough, I'm great enough, I'm powerful enough, I just need a little bit. Examine the bones. There's life here. I didn't bring you to this valley to die. I didn't bring you through this pain to die. I didn't bring you through this hurt to kill you. I didn't bring you through this sorrow to take you out. I brought you here because there's life in the valley of the dry bones. He examines the bones and he listens to God and he speaks to the bones, and a rattling begins to happen. A sound. There's a sound that begins to happen in the valley. The bones begin to respond to the voice of the Lord. This is how we know it's the spirit that can hear, because they begin to respond to the voice of the Lord, and he begins to prophesy. This is what's about to take place. I'm about to move you from this dry place, and I'm going to raise you up, and you're going to be covered. You weren't covered before. You were not covered before. But God says, I'm about to cover you. I'm about to take you from what was dead and bring life into your situation. And that's only making one person, maybe three in here, happy. But that's because you've been dead so long. You don't know what it's like when God says, I'm about to breathe the breath of life into your situation. If you didn't come here in a dying place, you're not leaping right now. But if you came here looking for God to blow a breath of life into your situation, he says, I'm coming that you might have life, and that more abundantly. You've been laying in this valley too long. You've been complaining in this valley too long. You've been wondering about why they left and who's coming next and what we supposed to do. You've been worrying about everybody's assignment but yours. You've been worrying about everybody else's book but yours. You've been worried about everybody else's website and social media but yours. So he covers them. And they begin to move. And they're being clothed in flesh. And it's very similar to Lazarus. When you consider that he was dry bones. And so Ezekiel is performing a shadowing type of what Jesus will do later. The Holy Spirit came before Lazarus to show there is a power of resurrection before we even get to Lazarus. There was a power of resurrection in Ezekiel. I was bringing things back to life in Ezekiel. So why are you worried about Lazarus? This isn't a new thing. This isn't a new miracle. I've done this before. And so he begins to clothe them in flesh. because God is Jesus clothed in flesh. He begins to show them what's going to happen. We continue to see a cycle of this. When he got ready to build a woman, he took a bone, and he began to form a woman from a bone. And then we go to Ezekiel, and we see that he's forming an army. Oh, catch it if you can. He's forming an army out of bones. Out of things that were broken, out of things that look lifeless, out of things that should not walk again, shouldn't talk again, shouldn't have breath again, he's building an army out of nothing. It ought to make you happy that God has looked down on your life with your nothing self, and he said, I'm going to make an army out of her rape. I'm going to make an army out of her molestation. I'm going to make an army out of that divorce. I'm going to make an army out of that marriage. I'm going to make an army out of that abuse, out of that cancer, out of that hurt, out of that pain. I'm going to make an army. They're moving, but something is missing, Pastor. They're moving, they've got their clothes, they've got their bodies, they're ready, they're in formation, but something is missing, and they're looking, and they can see, and they can hear, and they can move, but something is missing, and they begin to look again. He examines again, and he says, there's no breath. Now, what I thought was interesting is that he didn't say, Ezekiel, go and blow on all of the bodies that you see. He didn't say, you know, whistle. He didn't say, speak breath into them. But he called forth a wind, specifically four winds, which is the number of manifestation. Four is the number of manifestation. And so he calls forth four winds. Where have we seen this wind thing again as an answer? Where have we seen this wind thing? I think it may have been in Job when Job got quiet and he was close to death and covered in ashes and his bones were dry and he got quiet. I believe the Bible says that God answered him in a whirlwind, that he landed down in the center of his situation and he answered him in a whirlwind. Stop getting afraid of the storms. Stop getting afraid of the tornadoes. Stop getting afraid of the wind. God is about to answer you in that chaos, in that wind that you keep running from, that tornado that you keep not wanting to face. God's answer is in the storm and the wind. He tells him to call forth the wind, and Ezekiel, in his obedience, calls forth the winds, and all of a sudden, you see wind coming, and it's blowing around. And anybody else would have thought this was chaotic. This is why it's just Ezekiel and the Holy Spirit and the army, because you can't take everybody with you to see what God is about to do in you. You can't always have an audience for what God is about to show you. And so it was just him and the Holy Spirit, and he's watching this thing. He's watching this wind. And they begin to breathe. They begin to breathe. The dry thing went from a rattling noise to covered in flesh to standing in formation to breathing because of an encounter with the Holy Spirit. This is resurrection power. This is how you get from being able to move yourself from a dry place to moving yourself to a resurrected place. God has released a resurrecting power and anointing in some of your mouth. And all you have to do is speak to that thing. All you have to do is speak to that situation. All you have to do is say, listen, bones, hear the word of the Lord. The power of life and death is in my tongue. I don't have cancer. I am healed. I am not broken. I am whole. I am not insecure. I am safe in his arms. The blood of Jesus is against you. I rebuke every stronghold. I rebuke every yoke. I rebuke every hand of the enemy over my life. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I will resurrect myself from this dry place. I will not be dry. Oh, but the rivers that are inside of me. Oh, God is about to break open some rivers in this place. Oh, hear me when I tell you, God's about to break open some rivers in this place. This place is about to go through a supernatural revival and resurrection like you've never seen before. These chairs are going to be filled. I speak an overflow into this house from the top of the balcony all the way to the floor. Overflow. We will go back to the original intent of this house. We will not suffer anymore. This house will be restored. We will fill these seats up again. I speak it over every chair, every pastor, every minister, every elder. We're not dry no more. We're not dry no more. We're not dry no more. We've got life. An army is rising up. An army is rising up. This is our house. The kingdom suffereth violence. But the violence, take it back. Take it back. Tell the devil, you can't have this house. You can't have these members. You can't have this family. You can't have this house. You hear that, devil? We are taking it back. Shout in this place. Hey! There's some Ezekiels in the room. There's some Ezekiels in the room. There's some Ezekiels in the room. I hear it in the spirit. Oh, hear ye the word of the Lord. Overflow. I see rivers of overflow in this place. I see rivers of overflow in this place. Supernatural breakthrough. Miracles, signs, and wonders. People being healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, yeah, we're going back, y'all. We're going back. We're taking it back by force. We're telling the devil, not today, devil, not today, Satan. No, sir, not happening. We're breaking strongholds. We're calling down every witch and warlock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every witch and warlock, every curse spoken over this house, I destroy it in the name of Jesus by the authority given to me. In Luke 10 and 19, oh yeah, devil, you called the wrong one into the Potter's House of Denver. Oh yeah, we taking it back by force. You should have got me when you had a chance. You should have killed me when you had a chance. You should have took me out when you had a chance. You should have killed me. Back then, I'm taking it back. I'm taking my house back. I'm taking my kids back. I'm taking my marriage back. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You've got to step to the devil and let him know who you are. If you don't tell him who you are, he'll keep on tearing you down. He'll keep on breaking you down. He'll keep on telling you you're not strong enough. You're not wise enough. You're not prophetic enough. You don't have enough gifts for this. Oh, but I cancel every curse over your life. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. You will rise. You will rise. You will rise and be about your Father's business. Ezekiel means the God that strengthens. The God that strengthens. Serabasheke Sataramahai. Resurrecting God that strengthens in this house. We went through hell, y'all. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. You are the army. You are the dry bones. It's you. Ezekiel is speaking to you. It's time to get up. God is about to cover you. He's about to change the way you look. You looked broken. You looked dry. You looked dark. You looked out of sorts. But God is about to change the way you look. A new thing is coming in this place. A new thing is coming in this place. The power of God is coming in this place. We are not going to sit silently and let the devil skip up and down these aisles. It stops tonight. The devil don't have no hold over this house anymore. I cancel the spirit of adultery. I cancel the spirit of lying. I cancel it out. Every spirit of manipulation, we destroy you. We uproot your hand out of this house. Get out. Get out. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Devil, I'm not playing with you. Get out of here. There will be a new Potter's House of Denver because we've got new leadership. We've got new covering. We've got new word. Be open. If you keep on letting the enemy play you, he will play you like a fiddle. God wants to take hold of you. He wants to show you a power in you that no man can stop. That's where we're going. We're going to elevate. That was the third thing he did. He elevated them. He let them know what they were going to be used for. You're going to be used to fight the devil. So don't be scared. You're more than a conqueror. He's already defeated. Stand firm. Go after the devil. You are the army, the lions of the tribe of Judah, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, Jehovah Gabor, the warring God, the God that fights for you. That is who you came from. He birthed out of you a spirit of war. Hey, get ready to fight, y'all. Revival don't come easy. It didn't come easy to Ezekiel. It did not come easy. Watching those bones come back to life wasn't an easy task. The devil doesn't want you to resurrect. He doesn't want you to live. He doesn't want you to grow. He doesn't want you to encounter, examine, and elevate. But you're going to anyway. You're going to anyway. You're going to elevate beyond what man can see. Eyes haven't seen, Speak it over yourself. Eyes haven't seen. Ears haven't heard. Neither has it come into the heart of man what God has in store for me. For me. And everything connected to me. Some of you came in here dead tonight. I came here simply to bring a start of resurrection. If you have felt broken, play something for me. If you have felt broken, if you have felt down, if you have felt like this is me, I am Ezekiel, or I am the dry bones. At 22 years old, God took me to an infertile valley. And he said, Cora, can your promise live? Can your promise for life live? Your dream, your vision, can it live? And just as Ezekiel, only you know the answer, God. There's an answer in here tonight. If you would flood this stage, if you're tired of walking in a dead valley, tired of fighting by yourself, need God to touch you, need God to bless you, don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed, don't let the night fall without you feeling life again. Life again. The breath of God again. The peace of God again. Ain't you tired? Tired of having to fight. Tired of looking at all the dead stuff. Tired of looking at all the painful stuff. Nobody understands, Pastor Cora. It's been so hard for me. I've been trying to pray. I've been trying to fast. I've been trying to see God, but it's just every day it gets heavier and heavier and heavier. I don't know if I want to wake up tomorrow. I'm not sure that I want to keep on doing what God has called me to do. It doesn't seem to be working. I'm tired. Call the bones out. Call the bones out. Call the bones out. Hear the word of the Lord. I will breathe a new breath into you. I will breathe a new breath into you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. I know. I know the valley seems tough. I know the valley seems hard. But you don't have to be afraid. God wants to heal you tonight. God wants to set you free tonight. Breathe, oh God. Breathe. Suramai. Shitisanamako surabai. Breathe. Oh God, breathe. Seramaso turabai. Breathe, God. Breathe, 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 breathe. Breathe, new life, new life, new life, new life. Breathe. Esho rabai. Setish kanamatsutu rabai. Breathe, oh God. Fresh breath, Jesus. Fresh breath, oh God. Resurrecting breath, God. Fall, 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 fall. In our spirits, God. From the belly, from out of our belly, God. Speak your new breath. Blow, God. Sheramase. Yisuramando. Shetimanamase tishkai. God, I bless you. I bless you for new breath. I bless you for the hand of Ezekiel, the hand of the Spirit of God. God, we bless you because we know that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything we could have ever asked or thought. I thank you, oh God, for her life. She will not give up. She will not be weary. She will reap a harvest in this season. In the name of Jesus. Heal, 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 God. Heal, heal, in the name of Jesus. We speak it over her life, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Emotionally heal. Emotionally heal. Heal from every dry place. From every dry place. We speak life. We speak life in the name of Jesus. Out of her belly, oh God. I've called for more. I've called for more for you. Stop hiding from me, saith the Lord. Stop hiding from me. I've called more for you. More, more. More, 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 more. Jerabasto, Ramandeshiasai. We bless you, God. Restore and revive. Restore and revive. Restore and revive. Every spirit of the enemy taking a hold of her, I cancel it. I cancel it. Every bondage, every yoke. In the name of Jesus, new life, new life, new life, new life. God, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. Breathe, God. Breathe, God.